With KUT News in Austin, I'm Joseph Leahy. Good morning. It's 7:04. Today is the last day to tell the city of Austin how you feel about giving interim Austin Police Chief Brian Manley the job permanently. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
City Manager Spencer Kronk said Manley typified three things he wants in a police chief.
A focus on partnerships, a commitment to community involvement, and a positive view towards the future.
In April, Kronk announced Manley would be the lone finalist in the search for someone new to head up APD. Manley's held the interim role since former police chief Art Acevedo left for Houston in November 2016. Since the city manager made his announcement, the city's hosted two public forums. At these events, Manley answered audience questions and laid out his, quote, vision for the department.
We want to be a department that is trusted and respected by all and that collaborates with our community to make Austin the safest city in America.
Kronk says at the end of this feedback process, he could still open a national search for more candidates for the job. People wanting to give feedback about Manley can do so online, by phone, or by email. You can either call 311 or text the words chief or jefe to 512-580-8850. You have until the end of the day. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.
Today is Chancellor Bill McRaven's last day on the job leading the University of Texas system. In December, he told UT's Board of Regents he'd be stepping down this spring for health reasons after 3.5 years overseeing the 14-campus system. The retired four-star admiral has said he plans to teach a course at UT Austin's LBJ School of Public Affairs next year, likely on national security. The university system began searching for McRaven's replacement in March. Former UT Austin president Larry Faulkner will serve as interim chancellor starting tomorrow. A group that oversees the reliability of the U.S. electric grid says Texas could struggle to keep the lights on this summer. KUT's Mose Bouchel reports.
The North American Electric Reliability Corporation released a report pointing to Texas and California as two states that could have power shortages this summer. In Texas, the reason is growing demand coming just as money-losing coal plants were shut down. That's left a slimmer reserve margin of electricity for the hot summer months. The group that manages the Texas grid says it should still be enough to power the state, but it does increase the risk of blackouts this summer, especially if problems at power plants or with transmission lines suddenly decrease the supply of electricity. Electricity demand has already broken records in Texas this month and seems sure to continue to as high temperatures envelop a rapidly growing state. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.
There's still time to weigh in on what the future of Austin's transportation infrastructure should look like. The city's online survey to help craft the Austin Strategic Mobility Plan will be closing at the end of the day. The plan will guide future transportation investment and policy for at least the next decade. A link to the survey can be found online at austintexas.gov. There's more news at KUT.org.